From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson made three stops in central Arkansas on Tuesday and was greeted at each destination by demonstrators opposed to his recent proposals for new public housing restrictions.
Don't cut housing for the poor! Stop being Carson at the door!
Carson managed to avoid close contact with the 100 or so people rallying on the sidewalk around Paris Towers in downtown Little Rock. He did interact with the residents inside, though. He toured part of the second floor of this 250-person public high-rise tower for seniors. Devana Iziana says Carson looked at her home. She says she appreciated his visit, but not his plans to increase rent or add work requirements for some HUD tenants.
Now, I don't like that at all because I'm on a fixed income, and a lot of people here are on a fixed income, and we can't afford the rent to go up.
Carson doesn't see it quite like that, though. The HUD secretary, who used to live in public housing himself, says it's time to expect more out of residents. He says increasing the rent for some and adding work requirements for some is doing tenants a favor.
Well, I expect people to protest because people generally do not like change. And again, we're trying to move from a system where people have been, in a very paternalistic way, told that you're a victim and you can't do anything and there, you poor little thing. To a system where we empower people to exit in a positive economic status.
Last week, Carson unveiled his new proposals. It would raise rent from 30% of adjusted income to 35% of gross income. HUD says about half of the 4.7 million households receiving these benefits could be affected. A minimum rent of $50 a month would triple to about $150. That's for about 712,000 families across the nation. For Sean Ricks, though, that's too much to ask of his neighbors. He lives a few blocks away from Paris Tower.
Some of us, we don't have to worry so much about it, but then there are those of us in the community who have to rely on public assistance, government assistance to survive. And if Ben Carson is going to come down here and raise the rent in these in Paris Towers, that's not right. I've got several relatives who live there, and I mean, they just barely make it as it is. And if he increases the rent, they're not going to be able to survive.
But Carson, speaking after a tour of Our House, a nonprofit that aims to empower the homeless and near homeless, said the new policy is fair. He claims many people are exempt from some of these changes.
There will be some raising of rents on work-able individuals. Elderly and disabled people will not have a rent increase. And there is a generous exemption policy for people who are having hardships.
Carson was joined by U.S. Representative French Hill, a Republican from Central Arkansas, who said he was generally supportive of the secretary's concepts, particularly about developing workforce skills for low-income tenants. First, though, he says he needs to see it go through careful review in Congress.
The elderly in Paris Towers and the disabled are not covered by this proposal. This proposal is for able-bodied working people who have the flexibility and income flexibility to take advantage of it.
And while the particulars are to be ironed out, including these work requirements, it's clear that for thousands of the state's poorest residents, Secretary Carson is seeking to raise the rent. He says, though, it's not just about personal responsibility, but also a budget issue at HUD.
In terms of the rent reform, we're looking at ways to sustain the program. The program right now is not sustainable if you look into the future.
Critics of that line, though, including those demonstrating on Tuesday with the Arkansas Poor People's Campaign, which is modeled after Martin Luther King Jr.'s last push, including declaring housing a right, says Congress shouldn't be passing massive tax cuts for the wealthy if that's the case at HUD's budget. And Secretary Carson certainly shouldn't be using tax dollars to buy a $31,000 dining set. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.